ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 3-9-2023. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress and my God, in Him will I trust. Surely he that shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler, and thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thee, thine eyes, shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. And there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. And he shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of the Lord Jesus, and our Father in heaven sent his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus, to come down here to be able to take on your sins. He had to be on the cross. He had to go through all of the travail and all the stuff, so that if you believe on him, if you repent of your sins, you ask Jesus to come into your heart and you believe on him, he'll wash you clean. He'll wash your sins away. He'll wash you clean. And you might be dirty as all get out. You might be like those windows of an old factory that sits outside of town that nobody's used for 75 years. And the windows are never been washed, and they're so dark you can hardly get any light out of them. So dark and dingy, and with cobwebs and all the dirt and dust and what have you, and grease. And pretty soon, you repent. You ask Jesus to come in your heart, and next thing you know, somebody's starting to wash the windows. You're starting to see. You're getting the old stuff is cleaned up. And it's the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, and don't you believe that there is any trouble that he can't handle? And if you were to lose your life standing up against the evil that is coming upon this earth, if you were to do that, if you were to stand in the gap on his behalf against the evil, then even if you would lose your life, not a hair of your head would be touched. Remember what he says in Luke 21. I've read it to you so many times, I promise you'll read it again, but I'm not going to. Look up Luke 21 in a King James and ask yourself, oh, what does he mean here? Because in your patience, you possess your souls, right? I better not paraphrase that. Let me just read it real quick. It's just as easy to read it, ladies and gentlemen, because the Bible is right there for you. You get you a good one with the big print, you know, get the big print, the red letters, the ones that tell you what Jesus has to say, you know, and oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. All right, let's see what it says right here. I'll go to that part. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kin folks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. Well, that's interesting, because he just told you in the red letters that some of you they shall cause to be put to death, but then he says you're going to be hated of all men in his name's sake. But he says in verse 18 of Luke 21, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. And then in verse 19 he says, in your patience possess ye your souls, you see. Because, you see, you'll be in heaven in a glorified, and your soul will be in heaven with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And who you are, who you truly are, will be there, all right? And not a hair of your head. Not a hair of your head shall perish. For what? In your patience possess ye your souls. Unless you want to go give them away, you know, and all of that, and give them away to Lucy. Because I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of people out there who have gone the Luciferian route. The number of people even in the Christian churches, all right? That are really have the relationship directly with Lord Jesus, I don't know. I don't think it's all that many. I don't think it's all that many. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me talk to you about some stuff that's ongoing. I told you last week about the Russians that came down from New York down to Florida, and then they got in the car, they flew down, and then they came all across the Gulf Coast. Before that, they went to Pensacola Naval Air Station, looked around, took the pictures, cased the joint, all the different stuff. And then they caught them down there in Louisiana. I told you they were flying drones over chemical and plants and refineries. And then in the midst of that, they got spotted, and then the Louisiana High Sheriff sent the deputies out to arrest them, all right? And they caught them, and they got them in, and by the time they get down there to the judge and all that, get them arraigned and, you know, and brought before the judge on an arraignment, and that was pretty much, I think, flying over a chemical plant with a drone. That may be a felony of, you know, a violation of a FAA of an ordinance or whatever, or of a law, federal law. And then they also erased the stuff. They erased the evidence of it as the sheriff or the deputies were coming up, apparently. The card that has the all the information and the pictures and all of what they were taking. Because they probably took some pictures with those drones and some other installations, you see. So, anyway, the judge lets them off, on bond, and they disappear in the wind, okay? Well, then it's kind of interesting because the other day I heard in Texas, Texas, big state, so it could be in a number of different places, but I heard in Texas that there was a red Chinese woman driving a brand new Suburban with some kind of a tricked out, you know, dealer plate or, something that would be a little sketchy looking, you know, wasn't a real plate. And then she was driving, apparently. And then there was about four or five nice high and tight hair, real very fit red Chinese young men in their early 20s or mid 20s. And apparently they got stopped by some sheriff's deputies or a DPS. I didn't really get who it was, but it was somebody apparently. That's facetious. I know who it was, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let me get you wrong here. So they stop them. She ain't got a valid driver's license, but she's got some other papers, but no valid driver's license. None of the guys, none of the men had any papers on them whatsoever. No pocket litter, if you know what I mean. No pocket litter, no ID, nada. So I guess the law enforcement officers, the peace officers, call ICE to come and get these guys, and then they escort, they take in a different car. They charge the driver with trafficking because she's trafficking essentially illegal aliens that have no documents or anything on them. And they're not speaking English very good or anything like that. And so consequently, she gets taken down to the jailhouse, and they're going to take her, you know, and they get in contact with the district attorney and all that, and try to get them before a judge. They've charged her with trafficking, you know, which is technically what she was doing, because basically what came out of her is she said she was taking them to allegedly taking them to the Hilton Hotel in Houston. So why are these guys going to Houston? Okay. They're going to look over some, chemical plants and some refineries and, break bulk stations and tank farms and shipping channel stuff and, you know, tankers coming up the shipping channel. They're going to start looking at that and maybe be saboteurs, allegedly. You know, they were doing that for quite a while when they still had, before Trump ran them out of there. He ran the consulate out of Houston because they were running all the spy rings out of there and doing sabotage on chemical plants and on refineries down in that area. We talked to you years ago about all the fires and all the stuff and the explosions and all the things. And then usually a week later or 4 or 5 days later, somewhere over in China in some location, there would be a chemical plant blow up and explode and catch on fire. Tit for tat. That was during Trump. So finally they made them guys get the heck out of there down there, the Chinese consulate. Well, anyway, she was taking them there, and then they're waiting on the side of the road for the ICE to pick these guys up, because they didn't want to transport them completely, and they wanted to show them that they didn't have any ID or any kind of the stuff, and they show them along the road. And so then by the time the others take the woman in, charged with trafficking and, no valid driver's license, which is enough to be held for, all right. By the time they get there, and some detectives come over to try to question her, apparently she's already been released because the district attorney said they got a call. The district attorney allegedly got a call from a federal judge, you see, from a DOJ official, from a, you know, a high-level federal judge saying, that you will not be charging that Chinese woman with trafficking of illegal aliens. Well, how the heck did the judge know about it? Well, once they were being followed, they must have sent the text message to Red China Joe or to the consulate or to the embassy or wherever it was and say, we have, police in Texas on our butt, you know. I'm trying to get these guys over to Houston so they can allegedly blow crap up, all right? And so the federal judge says, oh, we got to honor Red China Joe's deal with she allegedly, because after all, they gave Hunter allegedly $1.45 billion with a B dollars. No wonder Red China Joe don't mind raising taxes on all of you. Are raising taxes on the corporation that employs you, which then means they're not going to give you a raise. They may have to fire you because all the taxes are going to be paid in this new budget that Red China Joe's put through. So, ladies and gentlemen, I got more to say about this. This was the other day, all right? And consequently, they let the woman go. On the trafficking, she had to be let go. The local district attorney took orders from a federal judge. When really they were charged with Texas law of trafficking, But they said, you're not going to arrest her on that, but we're not going to do it. And so whoever that, I wonder if that's a Soros-imposed DA, district attorney, and wherever that was, all right? I don't know. But they sure took the orders real quick from Uncle Sammy, from the Uncle Sammy judge, all right? And let the Chinese woman driving the car where she's got five guys with no identification whatsoever, very high and tight military types in civilian clothes, okay? Just like the ones back a few years ago when I was telling you about when the old river pirate saw the red Chinese boys in the khaki pants and T-shirts and tennis shoes in the back of a white van, and then the officer who had the Ron John Surf Shop shirt on was handing him little baggies of McDonald's, okay? Remember I told you about that a number of occasions, all right? And then right after that, the bats in those caves down there in Berea and the Cumberland Gap started getting white nose syndrome. And where do we get bat disease and viruses and all this stuff? I wonder if they had an expense account from Fauci, all right? So, but here we are. I don't know what ICE did with those other people. ICE was probably told to let them go, too. So they probably drove them down the road, gave them a Biden phone, a Biden credit card, and the food stamps, probably, you know, and ushered them in. Or they made sure that the Chinese general who owns the huge 17,000 acres or whatever out there right next to one of our main air bases in Texas, the red Chinese general who owns that ranch there, that Mr. Bass, one of the Bass men, called that to the attention of everybody about 4, 5, 6 years ago, saying, what is this red Chinese general owning this land right next to the, that has a huge runway on it, right next to our big air base? So now, what were the red Chinese going to do? So now today we find out in the news that there is a Chinese missile that took spy satellites up, breaking up over Texas. Interesting. So they're putting up spy satellites, the Chinese are, and the debris from the missile that took them up there just happens to be coming down over Texas. I wonder if they were in the proximity of Texas that they put them up there, you know? Perhaps in San Antonio, the NSA, the No Such Agency necrophiliac Shiite arseholes, perhaps they can figure out why they didn't know that this thing was coming down before it started to come down. Why NORAD did not know about it, I don't know. Oh, they would tell you, we knew about it, but we knew it was just the a weather balloon or just this or that or the other balloon. But it really was Chinese missile debris. Just as could have easily have been a hypersonic missile, couldn't it have? Now, not only that, we talked about the three Russians that were let go in Louisiana. Well, now we're hearing some real interesting reports from fishermen types in the Gulf of Mexico saying they're seeing small, like drones, Russian drone submarines. They're saying small subs, but the Russian drone submarines, like we've told you about, we believe are in the Great Lakes, either Michigan or Superior, or maybe even in some of the others, Erie, Huron, whatever, that probably came down, those from the St. Lawrence Seaway. And these are the Russian drone subs that can sit, they're called Poseidon subs, can sit on the bottom of the ocean inert, just sitting there not doing a thing, because they are autonomous. They can then be awakened at a certain timing. They can have a timer on them. And then they also have nuclear weapon on there that can create a 150, 200-foot tsunami, okay, exploded in a body of water. So they can explode and send the, the pretty big, interesting wave against Chicago, Milwaukee, whatever it might be, any of the other Great Lakes cities, of the other Great Lakes. So this apparently in the last few days has been seen in the Gulf of Mexico, one of those type of things. I'm making the conclusion that it's based upon what we already have the knowledge of, the high probability of them being in the Great Lakes, and also high probability of them possibly being in like the Tennessee River, the Kentucky River, that kind of stuff, and going into the TVA areas, which has garnered a whole lot of attention in that area, in the Smoky Mountains, Knoxville, and that area, and there through there, all throughout it, and into the TVA dam areas, that they're looking at that with P-8 Poseidon aircraft of ours that have the highest nuclear sensors and that kind of stuff to detect like a nuclear submarine off the coast. But they're looking for them in the Smoky Mountains. They've also had them up all over the Great Lakes, like we reported and reported and reported. And just to go back and tell you, Old Hawk and his sources have been on these loony balloons and red Chinese balloons for 2 years before they ever came out. We told you about them. We even had one of them taken down by somebody who had probably a good line officer in the Air Force, or perhaps Marine Corps or Navy or wherever it was, but a good line officer probably jumped off of with a jump jet, one of the 35 jump jets. I'll just tell the story. Remember we talked about how it was coming on a trajectory and it was heading like it was heading, and it dipped down into Mexico, came over from California, had been launched off the Baja and came over California and went down into Mexico and then come up into West Texas. And then we said it was up there, but it was on the trajectory that would eventually take it right to Cape Canaveral when there was going to be a SpaceX launch. Remember that? And they could be able to interfere with it. And we told you the corporation that was an off-the-shelf corporation that was handling a lot of the stuff down in Texas for it. We told you how it was also involved with the, you know, the loony balloons and all that, the Raven Aerostar and all. We told you all of this stuff. And Google back then, it was Google, you see. All these were just Google balloons, loony Googos. We told you all about all of that. We were right. So that's part of the track record, okay? Now, let me go on about more current times here. Because this is an ongoing deal. And we haven't stopped the Chinese from spying. And, oh, incidentally, I remember the FBI quoting probably 15 years ago. That 15 years ago that the Mexican cartels had approximately 120,000 soldados or soldiers, Mexican cartel soldados or soldiers involved in the drug trade inside the United States, in the cities and in the towns and in the counties of the United States. Well, don't you figure that by now, that number, since Red China Joe's been letting everybody in for, you know, several years now, millions and millions and millions, with millions and millions of gotaways, known gotaways, plus all the gotaways they didn't even know about. Don't you figure that number is probably 250,000 soldiers of the cartels? Plus, ask yourself, Obama Nation of Desolation, Obama, the Obama Nation of Desolation, hired Russian Spetsnaz. Allegedly at the time, up to a battalion of them in size, and spread them all around all of the United States, and then they paid them on the black budget, out of the black budget. And some of them even married women in Denver and bought houses, you know, and stuff. Some of them were living on Coronado Island, you know, down the road from people that I know out there. They had new Ford pick-em-up trucks. Some of them might have been up in Ohio, you see. Might have been up in Ohio and gave the business to some boys who just happened to die hunting, okay? That kind of thing up there in Richard Jones's area up in there. Well, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this is a problem. These are Spetsnaz saboteurs. These are Mexican cartel soldados. Just like the type that kidnapped and killed some people the other day. And Matamoros. All right? So now, what we know now. We got this debris of the Red Chinese missile coming down over Texas. We've got also sightings of what I believe is a Russian Poseidon submarine, which has the capability of causing, with a nuclear weapon, a giant tsunami wave to hit whatever they're aiming at, okay? But then doesn't that tie in with the Russians running around the Gulf Coast, which apparently and now, allegedly, from the backside, we've heard that up to 16 other Russians have been caught, and they all are matching up as GRU or FSB types. And they've all got some kind of excuse or why they're there, diplomatic immunity or this or that or the other. But they've been put under arrest. So we got all these people. And you know why we got to worry about it? Because every other day, even when the guy of Norfolk Southern is testifying before the Senate or whatever, there's another Norfolk Southern derailment somewhere. I believe that one was in Alabama. But then we had them in North Carolina. We had two. Yeah, we had the East Palestine in Ohio. Then we had the Springfield, Ohio. Then we had one up in Detroit. We had one down in North Carolina. Had one down in Oklahoma. Had one down in Texas, you see. Too many derails in the last 20 days, all right? And then he's always, quote, well, there's been a lot of derails in the last few years. Yeah, because they've been doing the sabotage in terms of my reporting on the show and my deep background knowledge about it, about different aspects of it, knowing about it since 2004, 2005. Where I really got keyed into it was when they blew up the fertilizer, when somebody blew up the fertilizer factory in the small Texas town. And then back then also, we started seeing train derailments of oil shipments, train derailments of grain shipments, okay? Train derailments here, there, the other. I remember one where there was a train derailment. It wasn't Norfolk Southern, but it was BSF, or what's that other one over out in the East Coast over there? Allegedly, I think it was them. They dumped that train right in the river and dumped all the oil and the chemicals into a river, which is a river that is designed to have fresh water for the people in that region. This is a campaign of sabotage that's been ongoing for a number of years. But I'm going to read it to you again. I'm going to read this stuff because allegedly they caught, and all peace officers out there, or even if you're law enforcement, that's all right. I like peace officers better than law enforcement. But everybody who's a good guy had better be watching their tank farms, had better be watching. And it's a good thing those people in Texas were watching, all right, the other day. Well, they saw the red Chinese woman carrying the five guys. Well, they probably are already back, ready going down the Houston Ship Channel, staying in the Hilton. Somebody ought to go take a look and look in the Hilton and look in any of the big hotels in Houston and go and see if you don't have some four or five guys that sit at the bar and they keep their own counsel, but they run up a nice tab on the bill, all right, because they got a credit card or two, and see if they might be there. That'd be an interesting thing to do. If you're on the night shift, you know. But you see, back at a certain point in time, we had a guy named Roland Carnaby. Roland Carnaby was a spook. He was a good guy. He was protecting the infrastructure, the port facilities. His job was to protect the ports, the airports, the military bases, the chemical plants, all that stuff. He was in charge of that for the CIA, okay? And you remember the story? Roland Carnaby was there, and then all of a sudden, a cop car started chasing him at high speed and not in a good way. And then Roland always had about three or four different phones on him, so he called some different people, and then he found out that these guys were looking for him were hired. They were hired guns out of the bad part of the Houston Police Department, if you know what I mean. And then going back in memory-wise, isn't it the Houston Police Department that had a program that they brought over the Red Chinese police forces? A lot of them happened to be women. Of course, they would get along better with the nice Houston boys and the police, and they were being trained in the ways that Houston, Texas police did it all. They did all the things, right? You remember that? So now, you also got to remember that Poppy Bush, Mr. CIA, Mr. Everything, you know, somebody who was at the Adolphus Hotel on the day Kennedy died, you know, that kind of a guy, even mentioned in a note by Mr. J. Edgar Hoover. Yes. And for all of you those out there listening, all the 30-piece silver people, read the memo from J. Edgar Hoover that says you should be talking about this to Mr. George Bush of the CIA. And they were discussing the Kennedy assassination. So, Houston is an interesting town, isn't it? My daddy does oil and all that that implies. That was from Urban Cowboy. Remember, she told the real hotsy-totsy chick they were up in the penthouse. She told Bud. He said, well, what's your daddy do? My daddy does oil and all that that implies. So, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. We seem to have a lot of saboteurs in the mix here. And I don't know exactly where the 16, up to 16 Russians are being held at, or if it's in various places. But if you're out there and you're a peace officer and you want to protect your community, you want to help your people, you need to not only just drive around and make a extra pass, you should go talk to the principals of like your, even the anhydrous ammonia factory where they store the stuff for the farmers, or the refinery chief of security, or the head of the refinery, or the oil company, you know, that's down there, or a rail line that carries oil, or, you know, that kind of chemicals, that kind of stuff. All those different types of things. And you ought to make an extra effort to go and see them and to tell them, why don't you just put an extra couple guards on at night and look this thing over, all right? If you have grain elevators and that kind of stuff, and you're out in the middle of Kansas, or you got big beef packing plants, or you got this or that or the other, or whatever it is, you know, food, energy, those kind of things. Or like if you're sitting up in Ohio, you got a chemical plant, or this plant is a machine making plant, or the one where the train derailed and back up down in Florida, it derailed on the track behind a company called Sunshine, like Sunshine Manufacturing. And they're the ones that make the machines that make the machines, okay? They make lathes and stuff that turn metal and that kind of stuff, big giant lathes and stuff. And then up there in Ohio, one of the things that burnt, there's been three, four, or five of them that are 5, 6, 7 alarm fires. So we have a saboteur problem. And even your congressional representative and your dumb senators don't have a clue. If they got a clue, then they may be on the side of the boys that are sending them out. And meanwhile, Biden wants to raise taxes on you because he wants a $6.9 trillion budget. Now, you know what's mixed up in all these kind of things, in the budgets and in these new executive orders of his? Oh, I was going to read you this first. What do we got going here? Viktor Suvorov, S-U-V-O-R-O-V, wrote a book. And his chapter, he had one of the chapters in the book, was called Chapter 15, Spetsnaz, First World War, which is this one coming up, okay? They're known officially in the GRU as the preparatory period and unofficially as the overture. The overture is a series of large and small operations, the purpose of which is to, before actual military operations begin, in other words, like hypersonic missiles or invasions or that kind of thing, okay? They're designed before the actual military operations begin to weaken the enemy's morale, create an atmosphere of general suspicion, fear, and uncertainty, and to divert the attention of the enemy's armies and police forces in huge number of different targets, each of which may be the objective of the next attack. But rightly so, you should watch for them because we're catching some of these guys. The overture is carried out by agents of the secret services of the Soviet satellite countries and by mercenaries recruited by intermediaries. The principal method employed at this stage is gray terror. That is a kind of terror which is not conducted in the name of Russia or the Soviet Secret Service. That's what it's from that era. They're reading this in the book. The Russian Secret Services do not at this stage leave their visiting cards, but they are leaving them now, okay? Because they're already existing extremist groups that carry out that terror in their name, and so they don't want to be connected to it anyway. The GRU, which is the Russian military intelligence, reckons that in this period, its operations should be regarded as natural disasters, actions by forces beyond human control, mistakes committed by people, or as terrorist acts by organizations not connected with Russia. Okay, now, when they say that, they're talking about computer glitches or, oh, it's a mechanical failure. Couldn't do anything about it. Oh, the brake wheels went off the track or the this or that or the, you know, all the different things. Or the throttle stuck and they took it too fast around the curve and all this stuff, just mistakes. But you see, now we're starting to catch some of the Russians and catch some of the red Chinese who are playing the same game. So that means we're closer to actual military operations. If somebody was to say, and I don't know this 100%, but if they say, Hawk, what's your best guess of when this war starts? Really starts with Russia and China and all of it. And I would say, beware the Ides of March. And I base that upon, based on certain information I've had from the backside that point more to that time frame rather than yesterday. Now, we had today, apparently on Russian TV, it's either for real or it's hacked or whatever. It doesn't make any difference. It was a message to the Russian people to go to their shelters or going where they go. They take their people. They take them into their big, huge subway systems that are built to withstand nuclear blasts. And they tell them to start taking their potassium iodide or potassium iodate or iodide or iodate pills, okay, to prevent taking in of really radioactive, iodine. You put it in flood, thyroid and everything with good iodine to block out the taking in of the bad. So consequently, we've got all this stuff going. We hear all about The Russians are here, the Russians are there, and then we also see the U.S. preparations. Like I can tell you, a lot of B-52s in the last few days, B-52s have gone up and gone on the racetracks, gone up into Canada, turned their squawk off, headed on that polar racetrack. When I call it a racetrack, they have a course. And they used to be in the old days, the B-52s were on fail-safe. And then if you got past a certain point, and if they didn't have a radio message, or in those days it was like a ticker tape or whatever, would come over their little radio machine, you know, with the little paper. If they didn't get that, then they were to go ahead and go on in and drop their bombs on whatever their primary and secondary targets were in Russia. Well, also the B-1 is up, and the B-1 went west, okay? Went west as it's going probably over closer over to China, Korea, and all of that. Maybe it's headed to Guam or somewhere else like that where some of the B-2s are. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that we're closer to the actual military events. And with all of our stuff being sent to the Ukraine or sent, actually a lot of the stuff that was to be sent to Taiwan was transferred and sent to the Ukraine. And now people say, well, we're going to build them tanks and we're going to send them missiles and we're going to send them all this kind of stuff. We'll send them F-16s and this, you know, this, that, and the other. Well, if you did that right now, you couldn't get any of it from the United States to them. Any new shipments of any of those, except for in about a year from now. But what we're seeing in apparently a Polish port city or, in a certain area, a depot area, we're seeing all kind of armor, all kind of hardware, artillery, tanks, armored personnel carriers, all the stuff, and accoutrements of war, all sitting in a big port depot. Well, I suggest that you guys ought to get it out of the depot and deploy it. If you're gonna pull the gun, get ready to use it, you know? If not, the Russians just drop a couple of those wham-bam-bam, thank you, ma'am, hypersonic missiles in there and maybe just destroy all of it. Because the Russians are getting about ready to launch. The Red Chinese are not playing around either. Somebody said I was off the air. Now then they said, no, I'm on now. Okay. All right. I think I'm on. No problem. Anyway, so we got a problem with sabotage, and it's the overture stuff. The Great Terror, which is now becoming Pink Terror. Now we're starting to catch the Russian GRU or Russian FSB. They call it FSB, B, B, FSB. Their little pronunciation gimmick. I guess it sounds more sinister. FSB, you know. But we're starting to catch them. Starting to catch the Chinese. Well, that tells you that they are not trying to do it under gray terror. They're actually doing it for real. And these fools sitting there and they're looking at all these just in one company, the train derails, but it ain't just that company. And if you look at it over a span of time, you look at all the chemical plants that got popped in various places in the United States. You look at the 5-6 alarm fires on the East Coast back in those time periods, and every week there was train derailments, oil trains out of the Bakken, chemical trains outside of St. Louis, all kind of different places, grain trains carrying a lot of grain, chemical trains or oil trains that went into the river there in West Virginia, plus there was the big chemical plant there in West Virginia that somebody had sabotaged and it was leaking all the chemicals into the drinking water. And then back in that same era, you had the drinking water facility, one of the big reservoirs that services New York City. You remember they caught the Pakistanis up in their pouring something into that. Do you remember also the Muslim swimmers, the scuba divers that were in the water, that they saw them in the water off the nuclear power plant there, right outside of New York City in New Jersey? What's it, Indian Point, Indian River, something like that? See, old Hawk's got a pretty good memory. It's not as good as it was 18 years ago, almost 19 years ago, but it's still pretty doggone good. And the FBI is up there check-a-lucking and talking about it. And he's got his bouffant toned down a little bit. He's got a little closer haircut. Ray Ray. I don't know what Bodie Bowditch. She might have still be full Malibu Bodie with the gilled up hair and spike gels, you know. I hope he is, because that's the sharpest Malibu FBI you ever want to see. Back when he took charge of the Sensitive Information Unit, you know. Remember that one where the Muslim husband and wife went into the local facility there, the county facility, and shot it all up at Christmas time? Then they took off and they chased him. And then the local police chief said, we caught him, and they had him sideways in the road, and they were shooting it out with him. And then the third guy, they had the man and the wife, they killed them, right? But the third person, you see, he ran off down the road and went in behind the houses down a creek. And then you remember it was the chief of police of that town, right, who said, and my men chased him and caught up with him. We've got him in our custody right now. It was the third guy in the car with the husband and wife Muslim terrorist team, right? And then right after that, that police chief never spoke a word about that case. It was taken over by Malibu Bodie Bowditch. And no mention was ever made about the third guy, right? I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this country, the FBI is crooked as a dog's hind leg at the top, and I don't care. You got some good guys down at the bottom, and, oh, well, we're a good guy. Well, then, if you're good guys, then you ought to do the investigation and catch your big people and put them in jail, because they're crooked as a dog hind leg, and a lot of them are worship Lucifer the Lightbringer and taking orders from the World Economic Forum or the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers or whoever it is, the Bilderbergs, Trilateral, the Council of Foreign Relations, whoever it is this week. And whatever name they use, I don't care, you see. And, oh, did you see the story? Allegedly, BlackRock bought the Ancestry.com or whatever it is, the company where you could send in your, learn about your genealogies. And so you'd write up, you know, what you knew about your grandpa and your dad and your grandpa and your grandmother and all your stuff. And then you'd send your DNA in. And a lot of that, I believe, I'm not sure, but I think some of the corporations that own that may have been Mormon corporations, because the Mormons pay attention to genealogy because of their beliefs, and what they want to do is they want to, they call it a marriage. Look it up. You see what they mean, and let them, in their own words, tell you what they're doing. They have a ritual where they have a stand-in for everybody who's ever died, okay? And they go up to a marriage altar, and they marry them, and they bring them together with the Lord, supposedly, with the Lord Jesus. But you look all that up and see what you're going to do. But I'll tell you what, the FBI aren't watching any of this stuff. They're not looking for them. They're not doing it. I guarantee you who's catching them is the local cops. And we're trying to tell them to be the good guys to do it, to protect you out there and to protect their own families. Protect this country. And that's what we try to do. But I'm going to tell you what, I work for the Lord Jesus. I work for the true CIC. I was called to do that by the Archangel Michael, to work on Lord Jesus' behalf, to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus, and secondarily to warn the remnant, those with eyes to see and ears to hear of what might be coming and how they could prepare. Well, let me say this. The Republicans are trying to do their job. They're trying to have, you know, these hearings and all this. But you want to know what? The only people that publish anything about them is Fox. None of the others are publishing anything. None of the other channels, news channels, are covering any of it. They're not going to hold Jack Doodley accountable. I wish they could. But I don't see them doing it. I see them letting people know about it, but very few people are going to know about it. And meanwhile, you got the FTC and you got Chuck Schumer, you know, telling everybody, the Fox News, they better censor it. And the FTC is telling Twitter that they need to know the names of all the people and they want to see all the private email records of everybody. Okay? Of Twitter. Twitter's a private corporation. Musk owns it. It's privately held. He don't have to do Jack Doodley. They got no jurisdiction over that crap. But they're trying to act like they're already the red Chinese commissar or the Russian commissar. This thing is all basically done. It's all done, man. It's all done. Put a fork in and it's done. They're bogus investigation by the FBI. You see, they're doing bogus crap. And they're coming after you. They're coming after what? What's the big target of the FBI now? Traditional pro-life Catholics and other evangelical Christians, you see, who are pro-life. You are now the terrorist, along with those parents. Those parents. And then Biden and these executive orders and all this stuff, and buried in these new laws and bills and stuff, is that if you have one difference of opinion, you see, one difference of opinion from your loving government, all right, then you are now a terrorist and suspect, and you should be arrested in their eyes. And at the very least, investigated thoroughly and then put into a concentration camp, you see. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to tell you. Then the ATF. Remember back when we were, back when I was calling Richard, Sheriff Richard Jones, who I'm glad he called that now. Back then I called him Little Dickie Jones. Because, you know, we found out somebody overheard him. Somebody overheard him on the radio, on the police radios, how a couple of his policemen were going to arrest a veteran, you see, to confiscate all of his firearms, not because he'd done anything, but just because so-called the VA said he might be a little PTSD, okay? So they were going to, back then, they were coding these guys if they pitched a fit with the VA about bad treatment or about, you know, bad medicine being performed on them. Well, then the VA said they're crazy. No, they're not. They're telling the truth. So overheard at that time, Sheriff Richard Jones's territory, county in Ohio, you know, they overheard him. Well, we know he's in church, the veteran, he's in church right now. Let's go to his house, and then under a pretext, we'll enter into the house and then wait for him to come home, then we'll arrest him. You remember we also had a Marine back then who got arrested on one of those kind of things, put in, he was fortunate enough to get a lot of public attention to it, they released him. So they kind of stopped that crap, the ATF and that kind of stopped it. Then all in California, they were arresting people out there on these same kind of charges. And then now the ATF has got a thing in there where they want blanket authority to do no-knock raids against anybody who might have a pistol stock, okay? You know, like the old days, they used to have Mauser pistols. They had a shoulder-fired deal. Or, you know, you could have a pistol that has a shoulder attachment you could put on it. Or bump stocks or whatever it is this week they say is illegal. Like maybe in Columbus, Ohio, it's going to be, you know, any 30-round magazine, you have to turn it in or you have to sell it before, what is it, June or July of this year, you see, on any semi-automatic weapon. So whatever it is this week that the ATF, and you remember the old BATF were the ones that always, whenever they had a black guy come on board, they always did up a nice little noose and hung his little noose up on his computer screen or something. That's how the ATF is like. So, quite frankly, they're getting ready and want blanket authority to do no-knock warrants, no-knock raids on anybody who's got a bump stock or anybody who's got one of these, allegedly one of these pistol stock enhancements to their pistol, or somebody, whoever it might be, the next thing they come pull out of the hat. They did it before on the Monte Griffin 50 caliber kits. Somebody tricked it out and made it work like a feed more than one round into the chamber, and they said, well, this is an automatic weapon. It's a machine gun. The Mighty Griffin was a 50 caliber rifle that was a pretty good, decent thing that you could buy and make it a kit and with some basic machining of the thing. Well, they said all of a sudden that's all illegal, all right? So they're coming after the rifles, you see. They want the 223s. They want the M4s and the M16s, the AR-15s. They want all of that, but they want everything. They don't want you to have a gun at all, nor do they want you to have a gas stove, nor do they want you to have a automobile or truck that runs on gasoline or diesel or alcohol or combination. You can only have electric. And then they control the electrical grid, right? Or then the Russians pop or the Chinese pop, a hypersonic, pop the electric grid, and then all of a sudden, it goes down. Well, don't you go into their loose berry and knife out a fight. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your families. Protect your home, your businesses, your farms. Mighty men and women of outer, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, against the enemies of the true Bill of Rights Americans. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Call Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey Lapua, Mickey. General McCormick's got a mission. Stay on the optics, Mickey. Rotor and track and little L. Keep up with your Muay Thai and your ninja ways. But at the same time, learn the science, learn math, learn to read, build your vocabularies. You say hi to all of that is coming down there on that old drive y'all live there. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Go out and prepare with food,